نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermons and letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Especially for now, we've been discussing the Sermon of the Pious People, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the important qualities of those who are pious. And we reached this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam was talking about the fact that those who are pious are those that are careful about their laughter. They are also careful about how they are silent. That means their silence is not something that will make them sad. They are silent in the right situations. Even when they laugh, they don't laugh very loudly. Their voice doesn't go very high while laughing. These are amongst those qualities of those who are pious. And another of the qualities that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions here is the quality where he says that a pious person is one whose nafs or his self is in difficulties because of him. It's in constrainment or it's in a state of constriction because of him. Now, when a person were to look at this particular phrase, he will get a bit surprised. What does it mean that a pious person's nafs or his soul or his self is in a state of constrainment from him? Is he in a state of difficulty because of himself? Like he does something that his own soul or his own nafs, his own self is in a state of difficulty. Now, what does this mean? Inshallah, we'll discuss it in this particular segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a pious person is one who keeps his nafs in a state of difficulty. Now, what does that mean? You see, this is referring to, according to the scholars, it's referring to the nafs-e ammara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that there is a state of the nafs called nafsun ammara. And even in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, where he says that from the quotation of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّءٍ, that the nafs commands towards evil. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his mercy. Now, that means the mercy of Allah is the one who saves a person from that state of going towards evil. It's when his mercy encompasses someone. So when a person goes against his nafs-e ammara, when the nafs-e ammara tells him, do this bad thing, or express your jealousy, express your hatred regarding this person, or look at that na-mahram, look at that person who you're not allowed to look at. For example, look at some pictures in the internet, or get in touch with this particular person who you are not supposed to get in touch with, and things like that. The nafs commands a person to do evil, you see. Now, when a person goes against it, definitely he feels a bit difficult. He feels like he's constraining himself. He's constricting himself. Now, a pious person is one whose nafs, whose self is in a state of constriction, is in a state of difficulty. But on the other hand, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions that the people around him are safe from him. That means the people around him are not in that state. The people around him are happy. They are not in a state of difficulty because of him. And this is a very, very, very wonderful thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions. So let me read to you the Arabic, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, نَفْسُهُ مِنْهُ فِي عَنَاءٍ وَالنَّاسُ مِنْهُ فِي رَاحَةٍ. That himself is in difficulties, he puts himself in those difficulties, but the people are happy, are in a state of comfort because of him. You see, this also refers to some kind of social interactions that he does and how he reacts in the society. Inshallah, we'll discuss in the segment to come.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now we mentioned that a pious person is one who himself is in difficulties, but other people are in comfort because of him. One thing is that in one way we could say, this narration says, is that because a pious person goes against his desires and those negative states of his soul and negative feelings regarding others, that means others always are safe, others are always at comfort with him. He never comes, he never says bad things to people, never harms them, he never does things that are dangerous towards others. Of course, especially when they don't deserve, but in the situation when they deserve a certain harsh reaction because of something evil that is happening in the society, that's another thing. I'm talking about the normal situation in the society, where people are normally doing good things, they are not making mistakes, they are not doing bad things, evil, harmful things, knowingly, purposely creating misguidance. No, in the normal state in the society, they are those that they try themselves to put themselves in the difficulties, but to make other people comfortable. They take that one extra step to remove the burden from people's shoulders and help them out. This is how a pious person is. Of course, he also has to look at the other duties that he has in the society and together with those other duties and see how he can balance his time to be able to do all of these things and yet be able to sacrifice and, create comfort for other people. أَتْعَبَ نَفْسَهُ لِآخِرَتِهِ وَأَرَاحَ النَّاسَ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. Because of the fact that he sacrifices his comfort because he knows there is a hereafter. He knows that there is a hereafter and he knows that there is something that is going to follow in the hereafter and he'll be accountable. And therefore, he is always putting that extra difficulty on himself because he knows that in the hereafter he will be happy then. And at the same time, he removes the burdens from others. So this is generally the state of a pious person in the society. The societal duties of a pious person means that he takes that step to sometimes incur difficulties on himself and save other people from problems and difficulties. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this quality is manifested in our hearts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه